Quick question. The last couple of games, Tom's really been able to spread the ball around. And that doesn't mean you haven't been going to some guys more than others, but I'm just curious, is it really about when you do that, about guys making the most of their opportunities, like maybe Timms or Devlin catching that one pass that comes their way? How important is that to the overall production of the offense when those guys capitalize on their maybe one or two chances?
I think that's that's really the way that the passing game works the best. When you have whatever the scheme you put out there is, could be anything, and if the quarterback reads the coverage and then throws it to the guy that is either open or has the best chance to have single coverage or whatever it may be, and I think Tom's doing a really good job of getting the ball to where it's supposed to go. And sometimes guys, the ball comes their way a lot. Sometimes it may not come their way as much, but whenever it's their turn, to be targeted, I think our guys are trying to do a good job of making the most of those opportunities. And we had some guys that did that yesterday.
Hey, Josh.
Hey there.
Hey, obviously with the loss of Steven, as like Vereen and I imagine Bolden being going to be counted on here, but I was wondering your assessment of James White. I know he's been inactive for the majority of some of these games, but do you think he's ready to maybe take on a bigger role moving forward?
Well, I don't yet know the whole situation with Steven, but certainly if he's out, then we're going to need, the rest of our guys, the rest of our group to play more snaps and to take on a bigger role. James works hard in practice and has been prepared each week. Had an opportunity in the Kansas City game to go in there and touch the ball a little bit. Did a nice job. So we have confidence in all our guys. And, this is the norm for the National Football League. Our job is to have the guys that are here ready to go, and they'll certainly work hard to do that. And we have a lot of confidence that they'll do the job we need them to do.
Hi, Josh. I'm just wondering, when you guys have success deep down the field, as you did yesterday, how maybe that opens things up, or how the defense reacts and maybe allows for some things to open up for you guys and maybe increase the range of what you can do on offense when you do have some of that success down the field, or even when you just show a willingness to throw it down the field. I know there was an incompletion to Timms early in the game, and you guys got the pass interference call with Edelman, I think, after that.
I think that, the more you can throw the ball to each area of the field, and make the defense defend not only the width of the field, but also the depth of it. That obviously would create more space, as the game goes along or as the season, goes along. So, again, it comes back to reading the coverage and doing the right things on each play, and you have to be disciplined enough to do that, because if there's guys back there and deeper than you are and taking away those plays, then definitely you want to come to another option, shorter than that or intermediate, whatever it may be. And if they give you an opportunity to throw the ball behind the defense, then you got to try to take advantage of that. But that's something that's, a play-by-play basis, and you got to do a good job of reading it out on every snap.
And on that, the touchdown throw to Timms in particular, that's something that we saw him do to go deep down the field and make a catch in the preseason. I'm just wondering what makes him so good in those situations, some of those jump ball situations.
Brian is just, he's shown an ability to, he's got good speed, so he's had an ability to get down the field. And then, in those situations, it's many of them become a one-on-one type of a situation, and you got to, the defender's going to fight for the ball, and you got to go up there and try to fight with him. So, he made a really nice play yesterday, and obviously the coverage wasn't bad. Gilmore had an opportunity to get the ball out there, and Brian went up and hung on to it. So I thought it, you know, thought that was a good play, and he's shown, you know, through the course of the preseason and, you know, the early portions of practice and this week that he's capable of doing those things.
Josh, just when it comes to the offensive line's performance yesterday, I know there were a lot of guys in and out there, but Tom talked about how much confidence he has in those guys after the game yesterday. I'm just wondering how the confidence has increased in those guys over the last 2 weeks in particular here, where it seems like they've come a long ways.
You I didn't hear the very beginning. You're talking about the offensive line?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't know. I mean, look, you know, we've had a lot of confidence in them. I mean, again, we talked about the early part of the season just needing to kind of, you know, build on things and improve some of the areas where we needed to make progress in. We've certainly had a lot of players play on our offensive line in a lot of different combinations due to a number of different variables and factors. Yesterday wasn't any different. But I thought those guys were well prepared. Gooch did a great job of having them all ready to go. And they went in there when their number was called and had to have some – we had some moving parts there this week with Brian being out, Wendy going to center, Josh Klein playing, and Ben Conley going out, Jordan going in, being ready to go. So, again, Gooch deserves a lot of credit for that. And I think he did a great job, you know, with the group. And those guys are all working hard and, you know, Our focus isn't going to be any different this week. We just get better and try to make progress from where we're at, you know, last week, and see if we can't be an even better group, you know, this Thursday night against the Jets.
Josh, I just thinking about Tom's second half. You know, we've seen a lot of great halves from him, a lot of great games from him over the years. What stood out to you from his performance in the second half yesterday?
How decisive and accurate he was. You know, he was, we mixed different types of throws in there. But he was very decisive, knew where he wanted to go with the ball, read the coverage very well. That part was pretty clean for him all day. And, you know, he was, you know, getting the ball in his hands, seeing the defense and then, you know, get to where he was going to go with it. And then he threw the ball very accurately and gave our guys an opportunity to make some plays. So he just, you know, whenever he plays fast like that, it's obviously it's a good thing. And he really got into a great rhythm and thought that really helped us get the drives going. And then he made a lot of big plays and big throws as the second half went on.